Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
ES Audio.
What's up, guys? I'm John Weeks, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, Twitter's struggling finances revealed. But first, health bosses are warning London could be hit with a measles outbreak because of low levels of vaccination. The UK Health Security Agency says there have been 128 cases between January and June this year, compared with 54 across the whole of 2022. 66% of cases this year have been recorded in London, and the UK HSA estimates there could be between 40 and 160,000 cases in the capital. Parents are being urged to check their children are up to date with their MMR vaccines, which cover measles, mumps and rubella, and inform that measles can be a serious infection, especially for young children. A biohacker who has 10 different microchips implanted underneath his skin has told us he thinks the tech will become more popular in future.
If you think I'm wrong, take anyone under the age of 30 and take away their phone and see how well they're able to function. There's actually a condition called nomophobia, which stands for no mobile phone phobia. So we've actually integrated these mobile devices into our lives to the point where, yeah, without them, people are unable to function.
Len No uses chips in his hands and arms to test the security of various hardware for security firm CyberArk and calls himself a transhuman. Among his chip implants are an NFC chip he can use like a phone to tap and pay, as well as identity chips, biomagnets, and others designed to test security features.
The big one that's in the back of my right hand is actually there to compromise mobile devices. And if you have NFC turned on, I can actually trigger the NFC function, redirect you to a website that's been enabled with things like the browser exploit extension framework. Just by getting the device in my hand, I'm actually a walking attack vector.
But Len believes under-the-skin chips could be used in future as a secure identification tool for things like video calls in a world of AI deepfakes.
Especially with the advent of deepfake AI predictive analytics, we're now in a point where we could be very easily spoofed via a call like this. You know, and for the listeners, this is a Zoom conversation, but I have no way to actually know for sure that the person that I'm speaking to is actually John Weeks.
Now, a study by experts at the University of Exeter suggests a new talking therapy could be more effective and cheaper than cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, for patients struggling with depression.
It's the same length as CBT and it's delivered by the same practitioners. So it costs exactly the same to deliver, but it gives clients a bit more quality of life as a result. So you're getting more bang for your buck.
Professor Barney Dunn heads up clinical psychology at the university and says their augmented depression therapy called ADEPT shifts the focus to building patients' well-being rather than just mitigating the effects of depression.
So in augmented depression therapy, we flip things around. We say to clients, well, what would be important to you in life? How would you tell jobs and relationships and hobbies and self-care are going well? How can we get you back towards that stuff? And let's fully expect that as you get back towards that stuff, your depression's going to try and trip you up.
Barney told us patients felt the Adept therapy gave them skills that applied to many different life situations.
Because in classic CBT, you might learn a series of skills that make sense about when I'm really depressed, this is what I should do. But what Adept gives you is also a set of skills about if I want to keep living a life with well-being, what's the stuff I need to keep doing when I'm well to be able to thrive.
Barney said they now want to hold a bigger trial of around 500 people across the country to prove that the therapy is effective. It looks like Twitter's balance sheet is still pretty grim reading. Owner Elon Musk has revealed the social media firm is still in negative cash flow due to a 50% drop in advertising revenue, plus a heavy debt load. He tweeted that they need to reach positive cash flow before we have the luxury of anything else. Back in March, Musk predicted that Twitter could be cash flow positive by June, but it hasn't met that expectation despite a raft of job cuts and other cost-saving measures.
A friendly AC-130 in the air.
Sony and Microsoft have finally reached a deal on Call of Duty. It comes after Microsoft was given approval in the US and Europe to take over game developer Activision Blizzard. They've now agreed with Sony to keep the war game franchise on PlayStation for 10 years. A big reason why the Microsoft-Activision merger was allowed in the US was down to the promise that Call of Duty wouldn't be taken away from PlayStation gamers. After approval in the US and the EU, regulators in the UK are now set for more talks to decide whether or not to approve the proposed deal after blocking it earlier this year. Coming up, the holiday firm using AI to expand, and Christopher Nolan's cautionary tale for Silicon Valley execs. Why not hit follow and give us a rating during the break?
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome back. An online holiday company says artificial intelligence has saved them millions of pounds and allowed them to expand much quicker than they otherwise could have done. Love Holidays said AI helped the group's recent launch in Germany by gathering locally specific information online, which would otherwise have taken teams of people to rewrite thousands of web pages. The firm's already been using an AI chatbot called Sandy, which answers 68% of all customer service chats. Chief exec Donat Retif said he doesn't see artificial intelligence as a threat to its business model. And finally, director Christopher Nolan has said he wants his upcoming movie Oppenheimer to act as a cautionary tale for the top tech bosses in Silicon Valley.
This is a national emergency.
After a screening of the movie at the Whitby Hotel in New York, he answered questions about AI and said leading researchers in the field right now literally refer to the tech we have today as their Oppenheimer moment. Talking about the movie, he said he wants Silicon Valley execs to take away the concept of accountability from it. Nolan also warns that as AI systems go into the defense infrastructure, ultimately they'll be charged with nuclear weapons, calling it a terrifying possibility. You're up to date. Come back at 4 o'clock and search for The Leader Podcast. We're back tomorrow afternoon at 1. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.